those. I'm just going to mix up this right here.
Okay.
I might do this.
Okay, so it's more.
Yeah. Picks up more of your voice.
Sorry, I'm not going to this
a lot. Oh, that's okay.
I think I'm on the mend, but.
Yeah.
It's going around.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we get started, do you want to just say your real name and then your roller derby name?
Okay, my real name is Marissa Rosen, and my derby name is Dutch Oven.
Okay. I love that. Anyways, okay, so do you want to talk about just your first roller derby experience?
Well, okay, so I went to I had a friend in grad school, and she was like, you have to check this out, it's so awesome, it's all like women empowerment, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so there was one bout left in the first season, and it was our championship bout, and I went, and I was just like, I have to do this. Mm-hmm. And they were having tryouts a few months later. And like, I had played sports all through high school and college, and I was really feeling like being in grad school, being older, there weren't any sports I could competitively do. I tried joining I used to row in college, and I tried joining the Lake Mendota Rowing Club, but it was really like a club. It wasn't competitive, and rowing is a kind of sport where if the people you're in the boat with are not good, it's actually quite painful to row with them, because the boat will be flipping back and forth, and it just really hurts your back. And so I just wasn't into it. And then I used to swim, but you can't really swim competitively when you're my age. And I just couldn't find anything to do, and I was just going to the gym on my own and not sticking to it. I would go for a couple weeks and then not go for a month. So, yeah. I mean, it's pretty common, but I always knew that, like, having a team, like, being part of a group would help me to stay in shape and be motivated. So, but I just didn't think there were any sports for someone my age. I was, like, 26 or something, or maybe 27. And I saw this, and I was like, this is for me. And it totally was.
Good.
So it was awesome.
Was there anything in particular about, like, the players that you noticed that kind of made you feel that way?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to remember. I mean, I did think they seemed really cool.
Yeah.
You know, I really wanted to know more about, like, I looked through the program and I remember seeing their pictures and their derby names, and
yep.
They have these bios, but they're fake, you know.
Right.
And I really wanted to know more about, like, what the people really were like in real life.
Right.
You know? And I wanted to know more about the equipment, how come some of the girls' skates look different than others, and I mean, that kind of stuff. I don't know if that's, like, your answer.
Yeah, no, that's great. Do you want to talk a little bit about your name? Your derby name and how you came up with it?
It's hard to remember how I came up with my derby name. I remember a lot of the other names I was thinking of, and I don't even remember who suggested it to me, but I mean, it's not a persona. Like, I have a lot of gas, a lot of testosterone issues. I always have, and I feel like it's just kind of embracing that. It's like, yeah, I'm kind of gross, and this is what I am.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know, it's kind of nice to be able to be open about it.
Yes, yeah.
And people come up to me at bouts. This one guy came up to me and he said, hey, Dutch Oven, I come from a family of a lot of farters. And I was like, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It was just sort of funny. And I don't know, not everyone gets what it means, because it's also a cooking utensil, mm-hmm. and a farting maneuver. So, I don't know. But I think it's kind of fun, and I get a lot of compliments, so I'm really glad I picked it instead of the other lame names that I was considering.
Yeah. So do you think, was that part of, like, your everyday kind of attitude towards it that was like, yeah, I'm going to pick this? Or was it more of, like, because it's derby, you have this other kind of energy about it?
I do think that being in derby, it's a lot like when I was in the school play in high school, and you can do things that you wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I accept the fact that I have a lot of gas. You know, it's not acceptable to advertise in real life,
right.
But at roller derby it is, because it's kind of like people think I'm pretending,
right,
to be gross, but I really am. I guess, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it definitely, it gives you this opportunity, because it's like not really you, that you feel more free to do stuff that maybe your real persona wouldn't do. You have more confidence because you're pretending, kind of.
Right. That makes sense. So, in the same respect, kind of, do you think the outfits in derby kind of relate to that, too?
Or I definitely do, because I think that I wear stuff that I wouldn't wear.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, I mean, now, I don't know, if you've been to a couple of bouts this season.
Yes.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of girls were into hot pants, but
yeah.
in the beginning, everyone was wearing skirts, and you'd pick out, like, fun underpants to wear underneath, because
yeah.
everyone's going to see them, and, you know, that was kind of cool, because that's what you do in roller derby, and there were times, I remember, when I would invite my coworkers to roller derby, and I'm like, this person to see my underpants. And that was a little bit weird because people know you outside, you know,
mm-hmm.
then you're like, oh, I saw your underpants. Like, I don't know. It's a little weird. But
yeah.
it's definitely, again, like, gives you sort of license to do what you wouldn't normally do, I think.
Okay. So what are, what does Dutch Oven wear at about?
Recently,
compared to everyone else.
Recently I've been wearing hot pants.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other thing that's nice about derby is that you get... I'm a bigger girl, and like I feel really proud about that because it makes me better at roller derby, and I can use my big butt to stop people from passing me. Whereas, like, in the real world, not so awesome to have a big butt, maybe, whatever. You know, it's like a place where you can feel good about how you look more. And so I like wearing hot pants that make my butt look big. And I have this one pair that one of my teammates made me as a gift. And they say Dutch's Oven on the back in gold letters. And I thought they are cute. I like to wear those sometimes. And I don't know, I'm into fence net fishnets.
Okay.
I like those better than regular fishnets for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it. Sometimes I wear fishnets, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I wear my socks. And then on the top, I throw my uniform shirt with my tie for the rest of the
world. Okay, yeah.
But that's pretty much it. I kind of, yeah, I stopped wearing skirts like last year.
Okay.
And I don't like the hot pants. I don't know why. I just
yeah.
do. But there's
Today,
something I wouldn't wear another
yeah.
any other experience or time.
Are there any kind of feelings that are associated with that? Like, how do you feel on a bout day when you're dressed completely as Dutch?
I guess it does. It's more like the pads that give you the feeling
yeah.
of being, like, in roller derby because they stink. And you know you're wearing them when you're wearing them, you know? Or if you wipe your nose or something, you smell.
Mm-hmm.
Because the pads just smell no matter how much you wash them. And I feel like that sort of gives you the feeling like, yeah, I'm really at roller derby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or you notice it, like, if you're ever not skating, like, if I'm ever at practice and I'm sick and everyone else is all geared up, then I might, if I'm near them, notice, like, oh, my God, you guys stink.
Yeah.
And when I'm in there and I'm stinking, too, I don't smell it so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
But, you know, there are times, like, walking around at the bow before it starts or in between, you know, playing whatever, I might have, like, feelings of uncomfort kind of creep in because I don't usually dress like that, you know.
Yeah.
But I just don't worry about it, and I try to think, like, you know, this is what I do, and this is how derby girls dress. And if you have a problem, this is how I look, and that's just their problem. But it can be a little weird.
Yeah, a little uneasy sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah. So when you're actually skating... Like,
I don't think you'd
exactly.
be surprised. Like, you don't think about or hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, after the first couple games, I was like, they play music during the jams?
Oh, really?
Like, you don't hear anything, you know?
Yeah.
And everyone told me that before I started to play. Like, you don't really hear the crowd, except in some instances. I mean, you're so focused on what you're doing because roller derby is such a hard sport.
Mm-hmm.
Playing offense and defense at the same time, you're watching what's going on behind you the whole time,
right.
you know?
Yeah.
So. And you're trying to get with your teammate, you need to think ahead so that the person that's next to you doesn't stop you from hitting the jammer in 5 seconds, like not now, you know? So you have to be, there's so much going on. You
yeah.
just can't, you can't, like, your brain can't process that much information. There's no time to worry about what you look like. I mean, I know a lot of times I see people, like, their shirts are rolling up or
yeah.
their underpants are showing under the bottom of their shorts.
Yeah.
Like, nobody notices, you know, nobody cares.
Right.
It's like, you can't even think about it.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. let's see, I've kind of just been going all over. On a bout day, are there any kind of... rituals or like any transitions you go through to become like Dutch Oven?
I find over the years, like, I experiment a lot with like how much anxiety I feel before about kind of, it sounds sort of weird, but you know, when you think about playing and being in front of all those people,
mm-hmm.
you can get a lot of anxiety, and I'm a very anxiety ridden person naturally. So I don't really think about it the day, and I usually spend, you know, we usually have to be there between like 3 and 5 p.m. on Saturdays, and I don't sleep late naturally, so a lot of times just this long day of like nothing really to do except maybe go out and buy some fishnets on the way to the belt.
Yeah.
And so I try not to think about the bout at all, so I don't get anxious, and I really don't get nervous until, like, we come up to get ready to skate out, and then I'm like, holy crap, what do I have to do today? Like, every time, you know, it's like, I have this sort of, like, instantaneous thought of, what am I doing? I don't think I should do this, you know?
Really?
But then, you know, I mean, yeah. The more I do it, the less scary it is, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like not a real feeling anymore, but like the first year I was like, oh my god, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't have done this, you know?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I can, it's okay. But as far as like preparing, I mean, my preparation is mostly like not feeling anxious and not getting myself sick, because I will get an upset stomach if I think about it too much. And
yeah.
So I kind of just don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like anti-preparation, I guess.
Yeah. So do you wait till the last minute to kind of get dressed and everything?
Yeah.
Too?
I don't even like look for my stuff. Like, I'll be like, because my boyfriend comes with me, he does the scoreboard, or he always helps out with something or other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, we're leaving at this time.
Yeah.
And so like 15 minutes before, like check and see if my uniform is still laying on the floor in the basement where I left it from the last bout.
Yeah.
Throw my gear that's been drying back into my bag, and you know, hope I can find a pair of stockings that aren't ripped, and I just throw it all in the bag and go, and then get there, and it's always too early. For some reason, they have us come really early.
Yeah.
So then I just sit around there, and I'm like, oh my god, why did I come so early? I'm coming later next time. Like, every time, it's the same. And then, just start getting dressed when it's like 10 minutes before warm-up.
Okay.
Just trying really hard not to think about it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just the way I am. If I ever go on a trip, I pack at the last minute, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to, like, put too much into it ahead of time.
Yeah, because then you're always thinking about it. You're more aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you guys get ready together as a team?
Yeah, well, we generally have a locker room. And fast forward, there were four party rooms, and they were locker rooms.
Yeah.
So now at the Alliant, when we're at the Coliseum, we have a private locker room. And then at the, if you've been to the Expo Hall bouts, we've had two or three of them. We have, like, these little curtained-off areas on the floor.
Okay, yep, I've seen those.
And each team has their own area, so we do pretty much get dressed together.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually have some music to get us pumped, like some funny music.
Yeah.
Like 80s rap or something silly like that.
Right.
And, you know, we usually have fun, and we get pumped together, and we talk about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I generally stay a little bit out of it because I'm still not quite ready to be
in that
yet.
Zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but and then a lot of times my team will do, what's called secret accomplice gifts, and you pull a name out of the hat from someone else on the team and get her a present before the bout.
Okay,
just a little something.
Yeah.
So we do that, and that's always nice. It's because every year we have new girls too, so you have to meet them and get to know them. It's kind of hard to, like, you know, we just have this draft, and it's like, you're on my team, and you know.
Yeah.
It takes a long time to get to know people, so that's kind of a nice way to make the new girls feel like part of the team and get to know them and everything.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. Do you think, like, the outfits and the costuming are important to derby?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because, well, I mean, it's kind of nice to have, like, an expression or whatever, and it's nice to try and think of ways to, like, make your uniform stand out. A lot of times, actually, I didn't mention this before, but a lot of times I like to wear my rainbow socks.
Okay.
That they're, like, knee-highs because I think they stand out.
Yeah.
But a couple people have, like, indicated that they think that I'm gay because I wear them, which is fine because I don't care, but I just think it's, like, utterly ridiculous that someone would judge your sexual orientation on socks.
Yeah.
Which I just think it's really funny.
No, I used to wear a t-shirt in junior high that had, like, a rainbow on it, and people would accuse me of being a lesbian. I'm like, no, I just like rainbows.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. But it's fine because I don't care.
Right.
So I call them my my gay solidarity socks.
Yeah.
But I like to, sometimes I like to stand out, and then sometimes I like to dress more plain and not wear any socks. Because a lot of times people won't even, they only notice like one or two people from your team in the audience.
Yeah. Right.
But it does give you, you know, it is kind of, I think in the same way that acting as a person other than myself gives me license to wear something I would normally wear, wearing something different helps you feel like you're somebody different.
Right.
And I mean, there are so many things like, even with religions, when you wear different clothes, you know, to remind you, like, thank you.
Thank you.
No, I'm okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
It sounds kind of silly that I'm Jewish, so I know, like, a lot of Jews wear, like, a talus underneath their clothes or the yarmulke, and you're supposed to be reminding you of God because you can always feel them. I mean, in a way, it's not obviously religious or anything, but the idea that you can feel something and it reminds you of something else.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's kind of
no,
similar.
No, that makes sense, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it sounds
definitely.
Like a weird analogy.
Right.
I got it.
Intense.
I got it. let's see. Because I know the Rez dolls all wear black and white, right, usually. And so besides, like, the rainbow socks, are there any other variations that you create in order to kind of, you know, for the individual part of it?
Well, my hot pants this year are sparkly.
Okay.
They're kind of like, they're not really black. They have like silvery purplish look, but I don't know if anyone can even see that. And I have my helmet well decorated.
Okay.
I painted it myself with, like, I'm really actually proud because I'm kind of artistic, but not in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really proud of myself, but I figured that I could, like, what did I do? I think I spray painted the whole thing blue.
Yeah.
And then I went across the top with silver spray paint, so it just sort of, like, did the top, and, like, it sort of fades around the edges into blue. I think it looks really neat. And then I got, like,
check it out. Next
yeah. I see, that's the other thing too. Like, nobody really sees stuff, but it doesn't matter. And I have these, like, light reflecting letter mailbox letters, kind of. They have like little plastic, like, not mirrors, but they're reflective. And it says Dutch oven on the sides. And then I have my Heart to Fart sticker on the back of my helmet, which is my sort of signature. It was funny because I bought that sticker way before I joined roller derby at, actually, it's called Condemnation on South Street in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And because I'm from Philadelphia, and I was visiting there once, and I saw this sticker, I Heart to Fart, and I was like, oh, I love this. And I bought it, but I wasn't putting any stickers on my car, so I just had it.
Mm-hmm.
And I joined Derby, and I stuck it on my helmet, and, you know,
yeah,
it was great. And then I got a new helmet because they just go bad after a while, and I was like, crap. I could not find a sticker anywhere, so I had to have one made custom from Cafe Press. So it was like $8 for a sticker, but I had to have it.
Yeah, that's great.
And then I have a couple unicorn stickers because I played on Team Unicorn this summer. That's my unicorn solidarity stickers.
Yeah.
So that's really fun. It's fun to decorate your helmet, but it's like, you don't want to overdo it.
Yeah.
You don't want too much stuff.
Yeah.
But definitely the Heart to Fart sticker is my signature item.
Are there any other pieces of your outfit that you feel like you just couldn't skate without? Like, I mean, besides the required pads and everything?
No, I like to wear stockings under my shorts or skirt because when you fall on the floor, you can get like a strawberry.
Yeah.
You know, if your skin rubs on the floor. So I definitely always wear stockings. I just want these new, like, dance skin tights. They're like for dancers and they're really thick. But I'm kind of annoyed because they're pretty orange. I didn't know they're like kind of expensive, you know, because they're really nice because regular stockings will rip on the Velcro from your elbow pads, you know.
Yep.
So these are really thick and they look a little bit nicer and they're kind of sparkly, but they're orange. I was like, who has orange skin? Like, who wants to wear these tights? But it was the only color they had in my size, so I've been wearing those, and I like them because they don't rip.
Okay, that's nice.
But, yeah, but that's something that I wouldn't go without, but it's not really costume, it's more practical.
Yeah. Well, those are really all the questions I had. Is there anything else you'd want to say, or the last comments?
I don't know. I can't really think of anything good.
That's okay.
Yeah, I guess not.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Of course.
He would talk.